networking. So, hi everyone, my name is Balázs Varga, and I'm working at Allotropia Software. Is it not working? Okay, so I will talk much louder. Is it better? So, in this presentation, I would like to introduce a new small feature that I worked on last year, but I couldn't have time to talk about it on the last LiboCon, so I will present it here. It's the glue effect on text in different shapes. As you can see already on the main title, the presentation has a text glue effect, and if it wouldn't be implemented, it's already the title wouldn't be visible. So let's start it. Some history about the glue effect in LibreOffice. In LibreOffice, we could already apply glue and soft edge effects for shape objects. This feature have already worked in LibreOffice since version 7, as you can see on the image, but we couldn't apply any glue effect on individual text in shapes. So let's check what I'm talking about. There is an example that I mentioned in the previous slide. As you can see on the left picture, there are two examples from Microsoft Office. With a green and a white colored text glue effect, and on the right side, after we loaded the same document in LibreOffice, the green effect disappeared, and the white one as well, which make the second text even invisible on the black background. So let's see what was implemented. First of all, three new properties were added. Named the glue text color, the text radius, and the text transparency for the shapes. Then had to create a new text glue primitive for rendering and storing the text glue effect. Then I had to add some UI changes, such as a new panel on the sidebar. And the last two part was the OXML import-export and the ODF implementations, and finally some unit tests in the end. So for creating the new text glue effect, I had to create a new text glue primitive class for storing all the informations about the text glue effect, such as the color, radius, and the transparency of the glue, which is included in the color object. The text radius specifies the size of the glue, which is also depending from the font size. So the rendered size of the text glue effect is the combination of the setted radius and the font size of the text, which is calculated with a power function. And this is just an approximation function to make it look similar what it does in Microsoft Office. So on this slide, there is some demonstration, the order of the different effects of the shapes which can be applied on them. First, we have the sub-primitives, which contains all the main parts of a shapes, like the shape color, the fill and the line colors. Then the second one is the glue effect of the shape, which is needed to be added to the primitives before the other effects. Then we can create the text primitives from the text objects, which can have their individual character level effects, such as character shadow or other character effects. So we have to store them on the primitives first, and then after that, we have the text primitives. We can use it and apply the text glue effect on the text, and then we need to put back to the same position in the primitive containers. So yeah, that's how it looks like. And the last one is the shadow of the shapes, which is added in the last place on the containers of the effects. So let's talk about the user implementation. The new text effect property panel was added on the properties panel, which is activated when we are selecting an object with text frames. It's only available in Calc, Impress, and Draw, because in LibreOffice Writer there are different frame times, which makes a little bit more complicated or different. So it's not working there, only in the other applications. And we have three options: the radius, the color, and transparency of the glue option, which can be set. Okay, so one more important thing is that we are rendering only the text without any text glue effect in edit mode of a text object, because the edit engine is not supporting the text glue effect. It's quite limited, and it's rendering on the primitives level, as I mentioned it earlier. There is some short animation here, which represents how it looks like. When we click inside a text frame, the glue effect disappears, and you can edit the text, and right after you click out, it appears again, which is can be quite effective and make it a bit faster. And yeah, I'm glad it's worked, the animation. I was a little bit nervous that if you're not, but it's working. Yeah. So on this slide there are two screenshots about how it look like in Microsoft Office and before the OXML implementation in LibreOffice. As you can see, there were cases when the text became invisible in the text boxes, which was quite annoying for the users. And let's see how it looks like after the OXML implementations. On this example, we have different shape types, just to demonstrate it works in many cases, such as in placeholders, text boxes, basic, and different kind of custom shapes. And the last one, the ODF import-export, also works well, as you can see on the left image. And in ODF, we introduced three new feature extended attributes: the XML glow text, the radius, the text color, and the text transparency for exporting these properties inside the glow effects. And yeah, here are some related patch to this new feature. The first one contains all the implementations that I talked about, and the last two was just some smaller fixes. And thanks a lot for Susan supporting this work, and also thanks a lot for Armin and Regina for reviews and advices. And time for questions, if they have. If not, thank you for your attention.